Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And how was church yesterday? My, we had a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day with Tony and Dee Smith. And Brother Tony preached two excellent messages, both morning and evening. And of course, Dee sings and has a brand new CD out, I believe, and another one that she had out for quite some time, but a wonderful, wonderful gospel singer. And just a great day. Raised some money for paper for them to print Bibles and tracts and literature on. And we're excited to have a part in getting the gospel out to another generation and helping a missionary, helping local churches. John and Romans and New Testaments and Bibles. And, you know, it is the church's responsibility. I don't know where we got the idea that we should push that responsibility off on the world. Why would the world want to publish Bibles and especially to preserve and keep the pure word of God? My friend, they don't. Well, they're just interested in making money. There's only two gods you serve in this world. You either serve money or you serve God. Those are the only two masters, the Lord said. And you can't have both. You're going to serve one and hate the other, or you're going to love one and serve the other, but you can't do both. And so we shouldn't turn that over. That's the local church's responsibility to continue to publish and preserve and proclaim the Word of God. And we're thankful we had a great day. If you've never had the Smiths in from Victory Baptist Press, I would tell your pastor about it and get the contact information out of Milton, Florida, and have them come by your church. They will be a blessing to you and to your church. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go over to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, if you would. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. And there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And he said, Go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not one vessel more. And the oil stayed. And she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Now, here's a woman. We don't know a lot about this woman, or a lot about her life. We know that she was married to a prophet, a preacher, if you will, and he has passed away. That was difficult, especially in those days. But she had two sons who could work and support her. However, for whatever reason, we don't know the circumstances, her husband left her in debt. A debt that she could not make the payments on. Now the creditor has come. And if she can't pay the debt, then her sons would be taken from her and placed into the debtor's prison until the debt was paid. So she's in what we call a bad situation. She's in a rough place. Life was moving along well. Husband, two sons, nice home, all is well. But the husband suddenly dies. And now she finds out about the debt. And now she's just about ready to lose her two boys. You could say God has rocked her boat. I want to talk to you a little bit today about why God rocks our boat. Has God ever rocked your boat? Have you ever found yourself in a bad situation? Now, we know this. God never does anything wrong. Now, that doesn't mean that you and I like everything that God does. But I understand that if you've never had your boat rocked or found yourself in a bad situation or had your world turned upside down, can I help you today? You will. Someone said you're either in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're about to head into a storm. And I think there's a lot of truth to that statement. saying that you don't have to worry about you really don't have to worry about anybody else's storm or anybody else's boat, because you'll have one of your own to deal with. And so often, haven't you noticed it to be true that when things happen, are bad things as we view them, and we cry out, "Why, God? Why is this happening to me? Why did you do this to me? I deserve better than this." Well, can I settle something with you? You know what you and I deserve? We deserve to die and go to hell. If we get justice, that's what we deserve. I deserve to be punished for my sin against a holy God, and so do you. But it's by His grace. That's God doing for us what we do not deserve. The Bible says it's by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. So we're justified when we put our faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. Nobody deserves heaven. You know, we say, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, we got a problem. What's the problem? I don't know any good people. The Bible says there's none that doeth good, no, not one. No, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, our problem is we think we deserve better than what we get, but I'm saved by grace. All that I have, eternal life and my health and my strength and my senses and the Word of God and the church and the Holy Spirit, that's all the grace of God. We're saved by grace. No, then why does God rock our boat? Why, we're sailing along good in life and things seem to be smooth on the sea of life and we're sailing along making good progress, we think, and everything is good, and all of a sudden a storm comes. And all of a sudden we're in the fight of our life. And why does this happen? Why do situations like this come up? Well, let me give you several reasons. Number one, God wants to show us that we need Him. You see, when things go smooth, we get to thinking we can do life on our own. Like the fellow who's working on the roof, and he lost his balance. He began to slide down the roof and surely going to come off the roof and fall down 20 feet to his death. And as he's sliding down, he's saying, "Lord, Lord, help me." And about that time, his belt loop caught on a nail, and it stopped him. And he said, "Never mind, Lord, I can get it from here." That's how we are, isn't it? When everything goes all right, when everything's okay, we think we got everything handled, then we don't need God. And so this widow woman had everything handled since her husband died. She continued to keep the boys in line. She continued to keep up the home. But now she's come up on something that she can't handle. She has something that there is no solution for. Some of you are going through that. Some of you are listening to me today. You know how to handle problems with the boss. You know how to handle problems with coworkers. You learned how to work with people. You learned how to use your words to play one person against another. And when you do that often enough, you get confident in your abilities and you get to thinking you can handle it all. You know how to handle your wife. You know how to handle your children. You know how to say the right things at home. Can I help you something? It's often been said, you know, well, God will never give you more than you can handle. My friends, that's not scriptural. God will indeed give you more than you can handle. Why? So you'll look to Him. So He can. We will see our need of Him. When the Titanic hit an iceberg and ripped a 300-foot gash in the side of it, there's no way to fix it. The designer of the Titanic was on board. He stood up. He's the one who had stood up and said, "Even God can't sink this ship." Well, they called him to the captain's quarters. And they asked him, "What do you think?" His reply was, "She's dead." "But wait a minute. You said this ship was unsinkable." And he said, "I'm sorry. I designed this ship that any 5 of the first 6 compartments could become flooded." But he said, "You just told me that all 6 are flooded. If 5 of the 6 were flooded, she'd still float. But when all 6 are flooded, I'm telling you, she's going down." You know who went down with the ship? The man who said it wasn't sinkable. You know when he found out? He found out that he couldn't handle everything. Sometimes when people have trouble, they call mom and dad, or they call other people. But I'm telling you today, friend, there comes a time in your life when calling mom and dad isn't going to help you. When calling other people are not going to help you. When phone a friend won't do it. Because it's God who's rocking your boat. And when God brings the storm into our life, we must realize just who's in control of our lives. And it's somebody who's much bigger than mom or dad Are me or you? The prodigal son left home thinking he could handle it all. But God brought him to a place where no one could help him but God. Nobody gave to him. Nobody helped him. Nobody could help him. He was in a spot and no one could do anything but God. And he finally came to himself and realized that. And he said, I know what I'll do. I'll go home to my father. Daniel was sailing along another administration, and God rocked his boat. What was that? A decree was passed that nobody could pray to anybody or ask a petition of anyone but the king for 30 days. Well, that's a problem. Daniel prayed 3 times a day to his God, and they knew he would. And the Bible says he went back to his room and opened his window towards Jerusalem and got on his knees to pray as he did aforetime. And of course, they came in and arrested him, and the penalty was to be thrown into the den of lions. He couldn't stop going into the lion's den. The king couldn't even stop him from going into the lion's den. Who's the only one that could keep him safe in the lion's den? It was God. God allowed that to be passed. God allowed that to take place. He rocked Daniel's boat so Daniel would know, I have to rely on God. God will allow the storm. God will rock your boat. Why? To show us we need him. That without him, we can do nothing. Secondly, God will rock our boat to see how serious we are about living for him. How serious are you about living for God? What would it take to get you to stop serving God? That was really Satan's question when it came to God regarding Job. When God said, have you considered my servant Job? And basically, Satan was saying, yeah, you take away his wealth, take away his business, take away his family, he'll curse you to your face. Well, you know what happened. That all happened in one day. His wealth gone, his business gone, his family gone. You know what Job said? The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then it goes on to say, but you, Satan says, you let me touch his body. You let me touch him physically. He'll curse you to your face. And God said, okay, you can touch him physically, but you can't take his life. And of course, he struck him with boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. So much so, he scraped those boils with a broken piece of pottery, and it felt good. And yet, what did Job say? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job was saying, there's nothing that will stop me from living for my God. There's nothing that will derail me from living for the Lord Jesus. And all this, the Bible says, Job never charged God foolishly, nor sinned with his lips. Job went on to just honor God and what he did. My friend, how serious are you about living for God? What would it take for you to stop serving God? Well, I knew a preacher, he did this, or I know another Christian and they said this, or these people did that. Okay, is that what it'll take? Is that all it takes to get you to quit serving God? Oh, my friend, I got more. I want to look at Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, but our time is up for today. So let's carry this over to tomorrow, okay? Come back to tomorrow's broadcast. We'll continue this thought about why God rocks our boat. All right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.